I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show for our annual visit on Black Friday. We have Greg from the Christmas Loft joining me. Good morning.
Merry Christmas, Gino.
Merry Christmas. Here we are. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I did. Yeah, did you?
Absolutely. It was great. Everything was according to plan. Deliciousness all the way around for sure. And now we are Black Friday shopping. And I'm sure you saw the crowds outside here at Settlers Green.
I pulled in. People are going crazy already. Packed parking lots.
Oh, my goodness. And we're so happy to see you. This is our annual visit now. I think we've done this 3 years. I think this is three, four years
I
going.
Think so. I was actually trying to remember all the songs because I didn't want to pick a repeat, and I couldn't even remember all the ones I've chosen.
I think, yeah. And you usually go quirky this year, but this time you decided to go classic, and we'll get to that in a little while. But it's actually good because that's kind of how we do our Christmas music here. And as you know, I know that it's full-blown Christmas music all times over at Christmas Loft. But for us, every day, yeah, no matter the season. But we actually kind of sprinkle it a little bit here, a little bit there, and we like to kick it off with you. So thank you for joining us. But first, let's talk about Christmas Loft and being a White Mountain Independent, because you guys, this is a big weekend for you guys. Not necessarily Black Friday, but Plaid Friday.
Yeah, the Christmas Loft is a really proud member of the White Mountain Independents, which is a local group of independent business owners. And yeah, Plaid Friday is, you know, an alternative to Black Friday where you can go and really support locals. And this whole weekend and the whole month is kind of a shiftier shopping campaign where we encourage people to, I mean, you're going to shop, but also go into your local stores, support local businesses. We all, you know, within the White Mountain Independents, there's about 25 of us. We have all terrific different types of product and unique items, things you won't find anywhere else. And it's a really fun way to kind of get to know your neighbors and the town and support everyone around.
Right. And that's a big thing about the independents is the money stays here in the Mount Washington Valley. So it helps the local charities. It helps everybody, really.
Yeah, and one thing we're doing this weekend to make it really fun is, what is it called?
It's the Shop Small, Win Big game.
I should have.
It's all right. I get the notes. I'm cheating. I get the notes here.
Shop Small, Win Big.
Yeah, it is.
This is our second year doing it. And it's a, you basically can go to any of the White Mountain Independents and pick up this little game board. And it's a Monopoly game board, and there's every single store is on the Monopoly game board. And then you go, and every time you shop at one of the independents, they stamp that game board. And once you get five stamps, then you're actually entered in to win a $500 gift basket full of all our different products, and also other smaller prizes too. Yeah. And I believe after you do five, you're entered, but every store you shop after that, you can keep getting stamps and you're entered again.
You got
it. So it's a great way to have fun, see all the local stores, kind of follow the map around, and also have a chance to win a really great prize.
Yeah, absolutely. You can check out whitemountainindependents.com for full details on the game. Download your game board there as well. I know there was a few Conway Daily Suns that were printed out throughout the month that had the game board inside.
Yeah, they're in the newspaper. I think they might still be. I'm not sure.
Yep.
And also, any store.
Any store will have them as well. So make sure that you ask any of the independents, all marked with that blue flag, by the way, just in case you're visiting us here this weekend. If you see the blue flag, that means they are a White Mountain Independent, and they want you to shop local, and hopefully we'll get some lots of participation for that. And that $500 gift basket is always really nice, especially this time of year.
Oh, lots of goodies.
Lots of goodies. You guys also have the Festival of Trees happening as well, huh?
We're really excited about that, too. This is the first year we're sponsoring that, and so it's It's a charity for the RSVP program, and so this year it's at the Red Jacket, and it's about 80 different trees. So you can go and you can see, and it's all set up by different stores and also just locals. I mean, basically, we're donating trees, and they're all different kind of trees. I've already checked them out. Some really beautiful ones.
I've heard good things.
Is looking pretty good.
You guys, well, I mean, you guys have a little bit of an advantage.
We have some practice with it.
Exactly.
And then you can, it's $10 all weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go and see it. It's really festive. And it's $10 to get in. All that money goes to the charity. And then you get 10 tickets, and you actually can put the tickets by the tree that you want. And then you have a chance of winning that tree. So you can actually take home a really cool tree from the whole thing.
Which is really great. And I know that's the $10 admission. And if you choose to buy more raffle tickets, that's available.
Yeah, you can keep buying. I think you can buy $25.
It's incredible.
Just keep going at it.
So that's a lot of fun. That's happening all weekend long. It launches today. And you can check that out. Maybe take a quick break from your holiday shopping. And then you can stop by the Red Jacket.
It's actually really fun. There's so many. Everyone's doing different trees. Some of the stores are based on their own kind of themes of their stores. And other people are just being really creative. So there's a lot lot of really fun stuff out there.
And that is what fun is, what the fun is, to see all the different themes of the Christmas trees and how much
you
they
get
can
get some ideas for your own too, because this is about Christmas decorating, which brings us right into the Christmas off.
Perfect segue, Greg. That's why you are. That's why we have you come in here. Perfect segue to go to the Christmas loft, because not only are you guys the number one stop for all Christmas shopping when it comes to home decor and ornaments and everything else, but lots of great ideas. You guys are the idea kings.
Yeah, we have, you know, I think about 19 trees this year, all different themes. Wow. So you can decide to do a whole theme for your tree, or you can just go and enjoy the different themes that we have around and just pick out an ornament for your more traditional family tree. So our main thing is ornaments. We have over 10,000 ornaments, but beyond that, we have all your Christmas seeds, Christmas lights, all your Santas, the villages, buyer's choice, kind of everything that you would want for Christmas.
And I know that the collectibles is a big thing for you guys, all the different collectibles.
All the different collectibles.
Nutcrackers, I mean, you guys got it all.
Most anything you could think of.
And then in addition to all of that, you guys have also opened up a brand new store, which you want people to stop by for more toys, collectibles, candy,
it's all kinds of
fun.
Part of the complex now. We opened up Tricks and Treats, which is full of toys and candy and great stocking stuffer ideas. And we have ice cream, and we're serving hot chocolate and cookies. Yeah. So it's really, we're trying to have it as one big, you go to the Christmas loft, and then it's just right across the way. We got a beautiful view now with a patio, and you can go across the way and enjoy what Tricks and Treats has to offer. And now we have, this is a Santa and Mrs. Claus season.
So I was going to mention them. I know that you have a very good connection with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Well, yeah, a lot of Santa goes a lot of places, but it's hard to get Mrs. Claus. So we actually get Miss. She loves the Christmas loft. It's where she does her shopping as well for the North Pole for the decorating. And so she always comes as well. So we have Santa and Mrs. Claus 11 to 3 every day this weekend.
Okay.
And then the rest of the Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 3 every weekend day until Christmas.
I was going to ask if that was going to happen again. You guys are known for that. So you can go take your Christmas photos over at the Christmas Loft, 11 to 3 Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and then all throughout the month of December, which is just really awesome. Christmas Loft, not just Christmas shopping. It's really a magical experience. And we might have to mention, too, it's not just the Christmas store. It's like an animated village walking through like a little winter wonderland.
We're always trying to make it as magical as possible. So as soon as you walk in, you're in a turn of a century Christmas village. So it feels like you're outside.
Yeah.
Our ceilings are like 30 feet high. So it really feels like a Christmas Eve in a turn of a century New England village. And we have some of the main landmarks from around here, like the Jackson, you walk over a replica of the Jackson Bridge, and we have the Conway train station and the little white church from Eaton's in our village, and we have all the animatronics. So it's a really fun way to kind of get in the Christmas spirit.
It really is. And you walk in that door, and right off the bat, you're greeted, and you're in it.
If you don't like Christmas, you better not go in that store. We usually get pretty good reviews. But one of the funny Google reviews we got was 1 star, and his comment was, "I hate Christmas."
Well, yeah, so the store is not necessarily
probably
for him.
Not the best store for you. Thank you for the review.
Oh, you have to go check it out, though, especially when you're doing your holiday shopping. It's a nice way to get in that spirit. If you're still looking for that boost of Christmas spirit, that is the place to go. And you can visit them online as well, thechristmasloft.com. And don't forget to check out Tricks and Treats, and I can stop by for more some delicious treats and all of that.
And one other thing, we have our Locals Night this coming, not this Friday, but next Friday.
Okay.
So our Locals Night is for locals, and we offer great deals, and we have refreshments, and that's from 5 to 8 next Friday.
5 to 8 next Friday. We'll also keep you posted here at Magic 104. So let's get to our Christmas song choice. Huh? We talked about quite a bit there. Our Christmas songs, like I said, we kind of sprinkle them a little bit there, a little bit here, and as we get closer and closer to Christmas Eve, we play more Christmas music until we go full-blown when it comes to Christmas Eve. But all the Christmas music you hear from now right up until Christmas Eve is represented by the Christmas Loft, because if we're going to do it, we're going to do it with the experts.
Yes.
It's the way it works. And I think in the past, at least to my recollection, you've gone a little quirky at times when it comes to Christmas songs.
I feel like I play songs that people know or that you've heard in your past, but they're more kind of on the playful side.
I think we went with Bing Crosby's Melik Maliki Maka, or however you say it, right?
And then we did
The Scrooge from Muppet Christmas Carol.
I think in between that, we did the Hippo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So this is year 4. That's right. I forgot about. Yeah, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. From Gala Peavy.
I kind of love the Scrooge song from the Muppets, and I almost wanted to play it again.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that? Play a song again?
I mean, let's go with the new one first. Yeah.
I was thinking of submitting that one again. And if you haven't heard it, you should really listen to Scrooge, The Muppets.
And we've actually added that to our playlist. Every single time, it is on our part of our playlist.
Oh, cool.
Because every time that you enter a song or you suggest a song, we add it to our playlist for that. That's how this works. So the Scrooge song will come up eventually in the rotation here when it comes to our Christmas music. But this time around, you went for a classic, which is really nice because that's how we celebrate, especially in the beginning of the season here. It's how we celebrate Christmas music. We play today's hits, but when it comes to our Christmas music, we play the classics. Of course, we got the Bing Crosbys and the Burl Ives and the Gene Autrys and Andy Williams and all of those guys.
The 40s and 50s standard is my favorite type of Christmas music. And
you guys have that going on all the time.
We have it going on all the time. If I hear Britney Spears, I'm like, uh-oh, one of the employees has changed it to the pop Christmas. Quick, go back.
Go back to those classics. So what is the song that you'd like to kick off our Christmas season here?
So this is the Christmas song.
Yes.
Literally. So the Christmas song is, you know, one of those. Nothing gets you more in the Christmas spirit than the Christmas song. But this version's a little bit different. You might not have heard it on the radio that much. It's the Ella Fitzgerald version, and I find it a little more whimsical than the rest. So
it's really a great song that, too, encapsulates the whole idea of the holiday. That's what's so great. The chestnuts roasting on open fire, and then from there, you're in it.
And we do have a chestnut roaster at the Christmas office.
Yes, we do. Very famous.
Quite famous. People come in the store screaming what he says.
Which is great. So here it is, Greg. Thank you so much for coming in. Greatly appreciate it every time. It's always a nice little annual visit. Make sure that you shop local this holiday season, of course, with the White Mountain Independents and play that shop small, win big game. And hopefully you guys will be able to get over there for Plaid Friday, any of the Independents, Small Business Saturday as well tomorrow. The Festival of Trees happening all this weekend. Make sure you go and support the Independents that way and see what that's all about. And of course, visit the Christmas Loft and Tricks and Treats this holiday season. We appreciate you, Greg.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great holiday season.
Merry Christmas for sure. Here's Ella Fitzgerald, the Christmas song on Magic.